This is The Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling presents The Basics Guide to Wrestling Reality. Probably your only source, but definitely your best one for recaps of the shows nobody asked for and bits of wrestling gossip you don't need but will make you go... So we are back this week, and the big moment the season has been leading up to is finally here, and we have babies born. And so I actually have Clara with me today. She finally caught up with the season, and I have someone else to talk the show with.
Hi, thank you for having me, Liz.
So how have you been enjoying the season so far?
I really like it. I listened to the last episode that you put out, and how you're curious about like how people are gonna take it if they, you know, not having experienced it and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying it. Maybe because I like the Bellas. Like, I like, you know, I just like them. I can watch them. They're entertaining, even if they're just, like, sitting at home. But I've actually really been enjoying it. And, like, watching this episode, I don't know, it kind of made me think, like, oh, my God, do I want kids? Like, it just made me reevaluate that question. Because I was like, wow, that's intense.
And it's funny, too, because, like, even though, like, I've had the same, like, I've had the experience, I guess, seeing Nikki and Brie go through it, they have a very different, like, experience and outlook, because they're, like, super into their pregnancies and, like, making their bellies talk, touching their bellies a lot. Like, it's like, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if that's weird to me, I wonder how other people view it. But then again, like, there's probably women that are just like, oh, it's so cool, like, so amazing. And
yeah. Like, I was, like, I thought, like, them being pregnant at the same time was cool. Like, I was just like, that's crazy, because, like, they're twins and they're going to have babies. And, like, even they had their babies, like, a day apart or something like that. So I was like, it was cool, like, just to watch that whole progression of, like, them being able to experience that moment together. I thought was cool.
But and then especially, like, living next door to each other.
I know, that's crazy. But I thought that was cool, like, just, like, that they both got to experience that. Like, I wasn't all super, like, sappy about it, but I was just like, how cool that they had someone, and then them being so close already. Like, it was just another thing that they got to experience together. So I was just like, that's cool for them. I felt like, good for you guys.
Right? And then and it's funny, because then I'm like, oh, yeah, then they have their brother. He's there too.
Oh, I guess. Forget about him, especially this season, because since they're like not talking, and then COVID and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't miss him. I don't really care for him.
Well, on the other seasons, he isn't really like prominent either. It was always like stupid shit that he would come out for, like, oh, I'm gonna start like a travel Instagram or something stupid like that.
Yeah, he's just very like, bro, just get out of here.
He's a bro.
Yeah. He really is a bro.
He's a total bro. And then even his wife, too. She was just kind of like...
Her caca face.
She does have one, right?
All the time.
That's why I was like, I wonder if she was, like, ever comfortable in front of the cameras, because she never really, like, brought anything.
Yeah, she's just really bland and, like, not fun. I was like, oh, she comes off very conceited.
Well, I remember going to her Instagram account, too, because I guess she's, like, I don't know, a fashion person? I guess she was, like, trying to be an influencer, or I don't know if she was trying to, but I'm like, well, it would make sense, like, for her to go on the show if that's what her deal was, because I think she was, like, a blogger. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't seen her account in a long time, so.
Yeah, don't miss it. Like, she came out the one time in this season for the baby shower. And I was like, oh, is she going to be all mean to them because they're all fighting? And she was like, whatever. I'm like,
she's like, what? Yeah, that was like a whole like build up to nothing.
Yeah. And then he even like came up and was like, hey, love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, I think they were like definitely overplaying it, I think, for the show. Because I'm like, yeah, it probably is just like regular family drama where you get into it. But then like you don't talk for a few days, but you're still not going to be like mean about it
or
completely cut someone out, because I don't think that was ever what they were gonna do.
she was
talking about it, it's like, yeah, right, like I think I see a lot of similarities in like her family and like my family dynamic too, where it's just like, yeah, you guys are still gonna be like attached forever, so
yeah,
and like, you know it.
They're their family. Like, you can't get rid of them.
That's like the Mexican side, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
Or you like them or not.
It's like, oh, you know how he is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, we'll just make fun of him later.
That is perfect.
Yeah, very relatable.
Yes, very much. That's funny.
So in this episode, it starts off, or it picks up back where Nikki's water breaks while she's on her examination table. And I just thought it was funny how she got all mad at, not got mad, but she was like telling Bree, like, you should have kept recording.
I know, that's so funny. I read like, Bree, Bree's like, oh, let me help. And she's like, no, just keep recording.
Keep recording.
Our viewers need to see this. Our fans.
Our fans. Our Bella army.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's like, oh, we got to get home. And like, oh, like all excited and stuff. Which, and then
I didn't realize this. Like, like just from stuff that I've seen on TV and like movies. Like, you know, the woman's water breaks and then they're like, oh shit, and then they have to like rush to the hospital like right away because it's like, oh, right. It's coming. Here she's like, my water breaks, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna hang out,
get
a
meal
bit. Let's talk to Brian for a bit, let's eat on the way. I was like, that can happen? Like, I didn't know it could be that like cool and chill up until the contraction starts. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Because like I think, and I know my friend too, she said, she told me she was at the movies when it happened, mm-hmm. and she was like, uh-oh. I was at home, and I actually, like, was on the toilet, so it wasn't, like, a scene, it was just like, oh, okay, so that's when I called, like, my midwife, and I was like, hey, this happened, and she's like, okay, you're probably going to start. And like she broke it down. She's like, in about this many hours, like this will probably happen. This will probably happen. So it does like take time.
Wow.
And so it was funny though when they talked about like getting her something to eat. She ate Chinese food.
Yeah.
He did. And I remember I was like, oh, I had Chinese food.
Oh,
like,
no way.
Right.
That's
before
cool.
too. Which then I was like, I probably shouldn't have eaten the rice because like the rice, like backs you up. So that you have that feeling the entire time that you're actually in labor.
Yeah.
So when I saw Nikki eating the rice, I was like, no,
don't do it. I know.
But yeah, so then she was in labor forever.
Oh,
like,
man, that is crazy. Like,
they're like,
my goodness gracious.
Because they're like, they're gonna have a baby tonight. Like,
yeah.
No.
My God. Like, how do you ladies do it?
Well, I guess the drugs, I guess.
I guess.
I thought it was kind of funny with Artem when he was reading, like, a baby book.
No, I know. I was like, oh, Artem also. I was like,
I thought it was lame. But then I was like, wait a minute. Is he reading to the baby? Because, like, at first I thought he was reading to Nikki. And then I'm, like, listening to the words that he's saying. I was like, wait, is he ready to the baby?
Like, you're coming. Like, this is your daddy. I'm going to read you this book. He's like, this is the teddy. He's, like, showing it to the belly.
It's like, hey, the baby doesn't know English yet.
Oh, he will, thanks to my reading.
He doesn't know words yet.
Oh my god, so funny.
And I was like trying to compare it to what I remember because I forgot a lot about the whole experience. Mm-hmm. I do remember at one point I was just trying to sleep, mm-hmm. and I remember the TV being on, and then my mom and my mother-in-law were in the room and they were just like talking like over me.
That's so
and
funny.
I was just like I don't know what's going on.
Like, okay, going back
so
to
like
sleep.
I wonder if, like, when Artem was reading, if Nikki was just out of it, too. Or she was just like, sure, whatever.
Cool. Whatever you gotta do, bud.
But I thought it was funny how Bree, because, like, yeah, she was like, oh, maybe I'll go into labor, too. Mm-hmm. And everybody was, like, hoping that it would happen. And because, like, she had to go into labor that night if she wanted to not have a C-section.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was saying like that she only had up until like the first, right? And then it was like on the first that she ended up going to the hospital.
Yeah, she had to go into surgery. But when they were talking about like inducing labor, Brian was like, oh, so I need to like poke the baby's head. Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was funny because Nikki was like trying to tell him like, well, there are other ways like to make her orgasm. And he's all so sick. My penis in her, and it's like, bro.
I love how like comfortable they are now at this point.
Yeah.
Like Nikki and Brie, that's like normal for them to talk like that. But like for Brian to be saying stuff, I was like, whoa, he must have forgot the cameras were there.
I like it. It's so cute. Like that, and then bringing Artem now into it, and he's just kind of like there, like, all right, yeah, that's Nikki. Okay.
Classic.
Yeah.
Funny. Oh, okay. I have a question. What do you think about Nikki and Artem together?
I like it. At first, I remember being like, what a beachy, because like John Cena was like, okay, like I'll have a baby with you. And like, he like really loved her and he was like starting to like meet her halfway on certain things. But like at that point, she was already like not about it.
Yeah.
And I think at that point in my life, I didn't understand. But I think now where I'm at, I'm like, I get it. And so, like, I'm happy for her. But I was being a hater in the beginning. But now I'm, like, all about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think they have a – I don't know. I still don't know if they're, like, super, super compatible. Because – mostly just because of Nikki. I feel like Nikki could probably be alone forever. And she doesn't know it yet. Like,
well, she's now so she has a baby, so she, I feel like, will even feel less dependent on like having someone. She's like, I have my kid and I love.
That's what I was thinking, because I was just like, what? Like, well, I didn't actually think this, but it was like a conspiracy thought. It's not something I believe, but it was just like, what if she's just like, well, I got my baby and I'm gonna go do other stuff, because like, he proposed to her and then she was just like, oh, I don't want to wear my ring because and then it was like freaking her out about having to commit again. So like that kind of stuff was, because I remember Brie saying like, just because you're engaged or just because you're gonna have a baby together, like you don't necessarily have to be married right away. And even then, like, he can still be a really great father if you guys aren't actually in a relationship together.
Right.
And so when Brie said that, I was just like,
what are they thinking?
Why would she say that? Because even though Brie is like really blunt, she is usually right. Like, she's always right.
Yeah.
Like, she called out John Cena too. Right. She was like, she's like, this isn't going to work out. And like Nikki would get mad at her for it and stuff. But then she's like, I know my sister better than anybody.
Yeah.
And I think they all really, really, really like Artem. Cause like he's cool, he's chill and stuff. But I don't know. I still question if they're like right for each other.
I kind of like them together because they're so opposite. Like I feel like they are compatible in that sense because I feel like Nikki's really out there and Artem could keep her grounded a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, like, on the flip side, like, Nikki is a little more like, oh, you're so boring. Like, I feel like she may get bored of him eventually or, like, get frustrated because, like, earlier in the season where she was, like, swimming naked in the pool and he was what are you doing? So, like, little things like that.
Unless she likes to do it to shock him, like, get a rise out of him that way. I don't know.
Which could be a thing, too. I like them together, though. And I, you know what? When you were saying about how, like, Nikki just wanting to have a baby, like, using him to have a baby, that was my mom's plan with my dad.
Ah!
But she was like, I picked your dad because I knew he would be a good father, and I really wanted kids, so that's a commitment. But my plan was to have the kid, like, to have one of you, like, me or my brother. And then I was going to leave your dad, and it would have just been, like, me and, like, my brother's the older one. It was like, it would have just been me and Chava and we would have left. But your dad didn't allow that.
Because he's a good dad.
Yeah, my dad's the best. I'm almost crazy.
I can attest to that, yes.
Oh. My mom, she's so funny. She was so funny.
Yes, RIP. So Okay, we'll go back to the episode then, because
got
like a little off track. So Nikki is like really, really like trying to have this natural birth, vaginal birth, right? And this was another thing that I was thinking about is like, because Brie ended up having a C-section. And then Nikki was like talking about her vaginal birth and that's how she wanted it and stuff. And like, I understand that because like that's how I was going into it. I was just like, oh, I don't want to have a C-section. Like, I'm not even going to think about it. And then I ended up having a C-section. I was like, oh, shit. Like, now I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. But like everybody like puts a lot of emphasis on like having like your vaginal birth and stuff, which is, like that's usually what people want to go for because it's like the safest, healthiest, right? But then they don't like really tell you about like, oh, don't get your hopes up though, because then this could happen. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of end up like in a really scary situation or what you think is really scary because mm-hmm. you're like, well, you didn't even think about that. And that's kind of like, I think that's why Nikki was like really just like, it has to be natural. Like it has to be, because probably she was like freaked out at the idea of having a C-section, but they don't like really normalize it, I guess, even though that tends to be the case now, like women schedule their C-sections.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the contrast that happened between Nikki and Brie.
Yeah.
To like show both sides. And then like, hey, like it's okay if you have a C-section, like it sucks, but it's okay. Like you're going to be fine. Your baby will be fine. Plus if you have a C-section, your baby will come out with a round head. I don't know if you noticed that. But Nikki's baby had a cone head when he came out. Did you pay attention to that?
Because I did. You know what? I didn't. But that is so funny. That's awesome.
I didn't realize that, but I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, because, a lot of newborns will have a little cone head.
That's hilarious. My mom had to have a C-section with me. So I probably have a round head.
You had a perfectly round head.
Beautiful. That's crazy. I remember thinking, like, before, because I still don't know, like, if I want to have a kid or not, but I remember always thinking, like, if I do, I will have a C-section. Like, I don't know why I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I just think it, like, would be the better option for me up until this episode. And then I was like, they both seem awful. Like, I was I don't know, like, and not that I thought, like, that childbirth was, like, an easy thing. But just, like, actually, like, seeing it, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, it's so icky, like, both.
Like, you could watch, like, a ton of videos and still, like, not be prepared for how it actually is.
I don't think I want to see those videos. Like, I was just so, like, taken aback because I was like, oh, my God, like, that's terrifying. Like, it just, like, I was like, oh, my God, like, both seem so painful and, like, just so, like, oh, my body, and you know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. And then they pull out the baby, and the baby's all, like, squishy and, like,
all dangly.
Yes. I'm like, ew. I wasn't even, like, oh, what a beautiful moment. I was like, that is disgusting. Sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. Like, great for everybody that wants to have babies and everything. But it was just, like, a little bit gross to me.
Yeah. It was funny, though, because... like, because I appreciate this show for showing, like, the real
definiteness
of it.
Yes.
And it's really funny to see Brie and Nikki just be like, oh, it's so beautiful. What a beautiful moment. And then you're, like, seeing, like, a newborn. Like, newborn babies are not, they're not cute. Like,
like, I thought it was, like, the beautiful part to me was, like, because, you know, like, Brie and Daniel, they don't know if they're going to have a boy or a girl. And then they have a boy and, like, they do the little bit, like, you know, I want to name him this because of my dad. And so I thought that was so sweet and how he was like, oh, he even looks a little bit like my dad. And then they did the side-by-side photo. I was like, oh, that's sweet. Like, I thought that was nice.
It's like, oh, yeah, babies do look like old people when they come out. They do. So that makes sense. That's funny about, like, the names that they were going to choose. I'm so glad that the baby was a boy because, like, those girl names were not cute. Branch Dawn.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, Dawn is a beautiful name.
Yeah.
But, like, Branch. That whole, that flow. Yeah. I didn't think it was.
Even when, before like the night before, where Bree's like hoping that she goes into labor, and she's asking Birdie, like, oh, what do you want to name your baby brother if you have a brother? And she was like, I forget what she said.
She said Tiny.
Tiny. And then she's like, how about Buddy? And I even thought Buddy was like fake. Like, I was like, that's like a pup name. And then once I learned, like, why, I was like, oh, okay, never mind. Take
that. That's what I was thinking, too. Because, like, I knew his name was Buddy when mm-hmm. they had posted the picture. I was like, oh. And I thought it was funny because I was like, they're quirky. And, I mean, Birdie. Her name's Birdie.
Right, yeah.
Well, first of all, I was going to say, Tiny, don't ask kids, like, what you want to name a kid. Like, they're going to come up with the weirdest names. Like, I'm trying to remember what, like, what my son has said. But he's like come up with dumb, like the way, even like the names of his stuffed animals, like they're not creative.
Like, yeah, just don't ask kids.
Yeah, don't ask their opinion. Choose your own. So but then when they had said Buddy, I was just like, huh, that's because like we call our son Buddy as a nickname.
Yeah.
Not like, and so that's how I was just name. Like, okay, I guess. But then when I heard about his dad, I was like, oh, actually, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it really like, is. But at first, I was like, Buddy, get out of here.
Bud.
And then, okay, what is it? Desert?
Yes.
But they spell it dessert.
Oh, do they?
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
And I even looked it up, and it's spelled D-E-S-S-E-R-T.
Oh, I wonder if that was an oversight on their part.
Because I was like, oh, no. Same as dessert. And I was going to text you, like, did they name this kid dessert? And then, like, they kept talking, they're like, desert, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, it's desert. And I was like, I must have, like, not seen that right, because they, like, put it at the bottom of, like, when they showed the little of them holding hands or whatever. But then I Googled it, and it's dessert. So it's well, like, what?
We do know from past episodes that Brie got the lower score than Nikki on their IQ test. That they and they're also really bad at spelling and at knowing words. So
it like, all makes
maybe.
Sense. It all makes sense. Listen to how maybe they
it's just
it.
A mistake. But where was Brian on that one?
Right, for real. That's funny.
He's usually one to call him out. But I thought that was cool. Desert. Like, yeah, especially because they're going to leave Arizona. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, I like it.
Desi. Oh, Desi. Oh. What else happened? Oh, the mom. Yeah, like, what do you think about Kathy's storyline this season so far?
That is crazy to me. Like, I was like, what? Like, I feel like the seriousness of it was, like, super quick as far as, like, because it seemed like she was getting better and, like, she was doing, like, her meditating and stuff like that. And so when they, like, said last episode about how she was going to need the brain surgery, I was like, oh, shit, that's, like, for real. Like, that's legit. Yeah. Like, yeah. I hope she's doing well now. But that's crazy.
I haven't checked their accounts or anything to see, but, like, I was glad that she got – because I don't know if I mentioned in the last episode, but – the doctor said if she had waited longer, like they were saying, oh, I'm glad she actually got the surgery when she did because it could have gone way worse. Like,
yeah, like really it could fast. Have been fatal.
Mm-hmm.
That's so scary.
Yeah, because she was even like, oh, should I just put the surgery off so I can meet the babies and stuff? And like,
I'm glad they encouraged her not to. Yeah, because that's super scary.
Yeah, like because the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale is like the number one, like, hospital for like neurological problems and stuff. So the fact that she had to be rushed there is like, that's how serious it was.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But man, yeah, that was cool that she got to go see the babies though after they were born.
Yeah, that was sweet. It was sweet, like that, all of that afterwards, like after all the actual childbirth and all that. Yes, like when they're like at home and they're like holding the babies and she's like, oh my,
all the clean grandpa. Babies.
Yeah, when they're nice and cleaned up. Like wrapped up.
Because, yeah, JJ has two girls, right?
Yeah, so these were her, like, the first boys, right?
The first boys, aw, yeah.
So I thought that was really sweet.
Because, what are their names? Vivian and I think it's Alice.
Honestly, I don't think those are their names.
They're super cute names, yeah. But you don't really see their kids that often.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll come up, because like there's more episodes, so I wonder if he's going to come up.
Yeah, I'm glad there's more, because I actually thought this was going to be the last one. So I'm glad that they're continuing.
Oh, but we got to see like in the preview how they're going to move to California for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like they're already packing up. They just talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do live there now, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
For the sake of the episode.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, because like Daniel was saying about Bree, how, you know, anytime she's just like, oh, I gotta like get out of here or something, they end up moving again. Mm-hmm. And like these houses that they lived in, I don't know if I told you, but I know exactly like what area of town that they were in. And cool. I was like, I bet you I know where these houses are because I used to work around there.
But like, I know where they live.
So when I saw their house, I was like, oh, like they're so cute and stuff, and they're next door. Like, what a perfect situation and stuff. But then I thought they were going to be in Phoenix forever.
Yeah.
So like the fact that they're moving to California, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And then, of course, they found houses next to each other, too.
Of course. How could they not? After living right next to door to each other in Arizona, like they're going to always want to live next door to each other anywhere.
Right. And I was even thinking too, it's like, I actually kind of like that whole setup. I don't know about you. Like if you would be cool with like your family being that close or like next door if you were married.
Well, I didn't like living really close to my then in-laws. Uh-huh. Now though, I live really close to my brother. Like I can walk to his house. Like we're just a few blocks away and I love it. Like it's awesome. Oh. So if it's my family, like... yes.
And in this case, yeah, the Bellas, it's like
yeah. And actually I was just looking, there's a house that's up for rent on my grandma's block, and I called them because I was like, oh, I will 100% move to there because I could just walk to my grandma's house. Like, are you kidding me? That's amazing. But then they don't allow pets, so I can't move there. But I mean, I'm still really close to so I like that setup, like being close. I don't mind it because I think like at least with my family too, like we respect each other's privacy. So it's mm-hmm. nice to, like, be there. Like, we're so close, but they're not just going to, like, show up.
So you're not going to pull a Kimmy Gibbler?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, no, I would love to, like, have that type of situation, especially, like, with my brother.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be super cool. Mostly because, like, we haven't, like, we've lived apart pretty much, like, since I grew up, right? Yeah. And then there's been a couple of times where he actually comes out to visit. And it's really nice because, like, he's been here for, like, a few weeks and stuff. And it's like nothing. Like, it doesn't bother me. I don't know. Like, with other roommates or you still have that, like, I just want my own space.
Right.
But, like, when my brother is here, it's just like, eh. It does, yeah. Awesome. I don't know about my mom. I'd have to think about that one.
That's funny.
And I don't know how Joseph would feel about like his family, but I'd be cool with like his mom or his brother.
Yeah.
Like nice. Being super close.
I like it.
See, so what else happened in this episode? They had their babies. Oh, that was one thing I was going to tell you about or bring up is like how competitive Nikki is still.
Oh, yeah.
About like their births and stuff.
Because I had my baby's birth.
And also, too, like, oh, my. I didn't even dilate. Like, I didn't even tear. And then he was like, oh, because you have a big vagina.
Yeah. And she's like, no. No, I do not. Like, she had to make it a point to be like,
Like, that's not how it works, but yeah.
That's so funny. They're such dorks. That's why I'm like telling you, like, I like to see, like, I just enjoy watching them. Like, they're just so
funny. You wouldn't enjoy any other pregnancy on TV, right?
I don't think so. No, like they made it so fun.
Yeah. Well, just like how, especially Nikki, I think too.
Yeah.
Just like how open she is, and I just thought it was funny this whole season because I'm like, they're definitely pregnant during the summer because of like all of Nikki's outfits. Like her boobs are practically out in every episode because she's just like, I don't care.
She's like, I'm just gonna wrap this middle cloth around.
This works.
Fine.
And I think even Brian was just like that he's already seen Nikki's boobs. He's like, not because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like no choice.
Oh man, they're funny.
But yeah, I was seeing like the preview for next week, how I don't know how far into the filming they are. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how much time has passed, but like Nikki bringing up how, you see kind of like that resentment towards Artem because he's just like in a good spot. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is like her like postpartum.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I wonder if it has anything to do with that. But I'm curious to see because like they're already showing themselves moving. And I haven't kept an exact timeline on their Instagrams to find out when they moved. So I'm like, oh, shoot, I wonder when this is. I'll just wait till the episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, because she like talks about like she's breaking down with Bree and she's like talking about how not all right she is and how she's trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
But she's like, I can't. She breaks down. And then Artem's all dancing with the stars.
Yeah, that's right. Because he won it. I watched like a few of the last episodes and I was just like, first of all, that he was with that bachelor girl, Caitlin, who was fine.
I guess.
But I was like, he only won it because of Total Bellas.
That makes sense. Is this the season with the Selling Sunset girl? Is she on it with him?
Oh, yeah, Chriselle. Oh, did you hear rumors that, why can't I think of her name? The mean one.
From Selling Sunset?
Yeah.
The blonde one?
Yes.
Is it Heather?
No, that's the other girl. That's the girl that's dating Flip or Flop. I want to say it's Christina, but then I'm thinking like Christina Aguilera.
No, Chriselle is the girl.
Chriselle is, yeah. Oh my gosh, what is her name?
And I really like her. She's so fun.
She's like supposed to be it's funny to see how everybody's like, ugh, she's such a bitch and villain and na-na-na. And we're over here like,
I love her. Look at her outfit. I love it. She's awesome.
Yeah, Christine.
Christine.
Is it Christine? Yeah. Supposedly, like, they were considering her for Dancing with the Stars. I wonder if it was, like, down to her and Chriselle. Oh. But then Chriselle got it because she got, like, all this sympathy because of her husband or her ex-husband.
Oh, man. Imagine. And then they could talk about it on New Selling Sunset.
I wonder. Yeah, because, like, Christine was, like, doing dance lessons, like, right before Dancing with the Stars. So, like, there was, like, rumors that, oh, yeah, like, she was up for it, too. I wonder.
More drama. I love it. So, like,
more drama.
Yes.
But, yeah, but Chriselle got the spot.
Chriselle.
I don't know if I've told you about, okay, so we're going to, like, talk a little bit about Selling Sunset, I guess, or I don't know. But
segue, everybody.
So, you know Justin Hartley, her ex-husband.
Of course. From
This Is Us. Do you watch that show?
I did in the beginning, and every episode I would cry.
Okay. Ridiculous. See, that doesn't sound like anything I want to go down.
Oh, yeah. You will not like it. You need to watch happy stuff, so don't ever watch This Is Us. It's too much.
I'll see if I can find recaps or something. But anyway, Justin Hartley. I know, like, everybody, because they're like, oh, yeah, like, he's such an asshole, and da-da-da-da, like, he broke up with her over text. And then I never, like, really felt a ton of sympathy for Chriselle because Justin Hartley used to date his co-star from Passions, and that was, like, a soap opera that I was
really... Passions! We used to watch that shit in high school!
Do you remember Teresa?
Yes!
He was married to Teresa in real life.
Oh, that guy, I didn't know that.
Her name is Lindsay Corman, I think. But, like, she was Lindsay Hartley for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And so I was, when I saw that they had divorced, because, like, when I saw that they were married on, like, back in the day, I was like, oh, my God, like, I love them together. They're my favorite soap couple. And then then he was, like, married to Chriselle. And so, like, when they came out on Selling Sunset, the whole time I was just like, ugh.
You're like, ew, like, it's her.
It's her, I guess.
That makes all the sense when you're like, nah, just keep watching.
And I was like, there's something fishy about her.
Yeah. Well, even with the whole breakup thing, you called it too, because I was like, over a text, like, can you believe that shit? And you're like, nah, like, she, like, must have known, or she must have done something, like, not done something, but, like, she knew, like, it wasn't just, like, wham, bam.
Yeah, she's like, and that's how it came out. It's like, told you guys, Christian Shady. Christine told you guys too.
Yeah, she did. That's why we like her.
See, we get it. Oh, and Christine is like Latina or something.
Oh, even like, better.
There's like little bits in the show that comes up where she, I think they were talking about, because they were saying Los Feliz or Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, Los Feliz. She's like Los Feliz. Or like she's like, there's a couple of words that she's dropped. And I don't know if she's like trying to hide it or something. But I'm just like, I think she's, yeah.
Let it. Like, just let do it. Shine.
It. Makes sense why she's so spicy.
I love it. No wonder we love her.
One of us.
Man, when are they going to come out with more episodes of that? That was a really short season, this last one.
Oh, yeah. They kind of, like, broke it up, huh?
I don't like it. I'm ready to binge.
Is it season 4 that's supposed to come out then?
Yeah.
Yes. There is going to be a season 4.
Okay, good.
It just, like, got announced or something. I think TMZ broke it.
Thanks, TMZ.
Yeah, Heather is engaged to Tarek from Flip or Flop. Do you ever watch that stupid-ass show? So it's like it's on HGTV and it's just okay, so it used to be him and his wife Christina.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they got divorced and there was all this drama with them.
Oh my,
and so on Selling Sunset. Yeah, when Heather was like, yeah, Tarek. And I was like, wait a minute. Is she talking about Tarek? And then sure enough, and so like me and Joseph joke about, because we'll watch that show. And whenever, like, they would bring their daughter around and stuff, we would joke that the daughter hated Tarek. Like, not that she does. We would just, like, we're just like, yeah, she doesn't even call him dad. She calls him Tarek. And then she says, like, how dumb he is. And
that's awesome.
So it's like a running joke that we have with them. And so whenever Heather would talk about, like, I'm a stepmom and this and that.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, like, don't get too happy about that. Like, his kids don't even like him.
Imagine how much he's going to hate you. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Heather sucks.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we already talked about, like, the Total Bellas episode. So, we'll wait for next week. What is that noise?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was my
Okay. Okay. Like, there's something in your house.
Like all the ghosts.
It's a ghost. Okay, so I guess I'll just like do a really quick outro and then I'll stop recording. Okay, so yeah, we'll just wait for next week's episode. I guess we'll get to see Nikki talking to JJ about her leaving Arizona. I wonder if they would follow. Probably not. Definitely not, because they have their company there.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
But I don't know. Kathy does love the twins.
Yeah. And they Stay are a close-knit family, so.
They should all just move together to California. Like, they know they want to.
Just do it.
All right. Well, thanks, Clara, for coming on. I hope, I don't know, you can come on to do some more recaps because this is fun. It's more fun with, like, more than one person.
Definitely. Whenever you need me, I am here. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I hope you guys join us next week too. Bye.